Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We love our time to talk to Peter Gammons. He now with The Athletic, of course, and also MLB Network. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Peter.
I'm doing very well. It's things in New England are all chipper now.
I bet. How about
you go out on the road in the playoffs and win two in a row at Yankee Stadium and two in a row in Houston, and that's a pretty good postseason performance.
And now you get to sit back and wait and watch and see who's coming. And David Price actually gets a win in the postseason. Shock of shocks. And has nine strikeouts and pitches his tail off. Really a good performance from him.
Well, the fact that his velocity was 96 last night and allowed his changeup to be really effective. It's also remarkable because he pitched. He got up twice in the eighth and ninth innings the night before in case they needed him out of the bullpen, and came back and started and threw better than he's thrown probably all season. And, I think there's that revenge, that I'm going to prove to the world thing in there. But, he was really, really good. And I thought one of the things that was, these people who go, well, he's like, got to know my roles. Porcello two times out of the bullpen, Sale one time out of the bullpen. And then Price willing to go in twice when he actually warmed up in another game. And then Eovaldi last night gets four big outs because they had worn out Brazier and Barnes. So I think it was a difference between how Alex Cora managed. Certainly was different from Aaron Boone's managing with the Yankees, and he took a lot of heat on it. When you get the postseason, you win today. It's the old Jimmy Valvano. Win today, worry about it tomorrow. Just advance and survive. Cora did that. And the good thing is that all their pitchers, that Porcello is very much the leader of the team, of the pitching staff. They're all in on it. And I thought that was a very big factor that, there was nobody saying, well, I got to pitch here, I got to pitch there, except that on the final game of the Houston series, Craig Kimball finally figured out that he was tipping his pitches, and that was setting him off with overthrowing his fastball so much. And the last night he relaxed and threw his curveball, which actually speaks well for the World Series. I just hope that the Red Sox aren't really that much of a platoon team. I hope we don't have to see 18 pitchers every night. The Milwaukee Dodgers series at times has been painful. Just because there have been so many pitchers used in those series. And I don't know. Pitchers can get people from the other side out once in a while. And I know they believe in the matchups, but in the end, I also think there's a lot more to it than just matchups.
Yeah, there's nothing conventional about the NLCS, Peter. And as the Red Sox wait for the winner of the Brewers and the Dodgers, Manny Machado made some news this week in terms of what he did at first base, what he did at second base, and his comments to Ken Rosenthal about him embracing the idea that he doesn't hustle. And look, we know he's going to be a free agent in Chicago. That this is the prism we're looking at this. What did he do to his value? And is this a guy in free agency that you would pursue if you're the Cubs or the White Sox based on his comments, based on his play?
Well, I'm not going to dump. I'm not going to dump Chris Bryant for Manny Machado. So I would think the Cubs thing would be non-playable.
Well, Bryant could play the outfield.
Discuss point.
Yeah.
He's not an everyday shortstop. The knees are questionable. So, but I think it's hurt him a little bit. I mean, the perception, I mean, I, I just can't believe in some of the ways. When I heard it, I went, am I actually hearing this? And, you know, it's I remember in 2014, Derek Jeter's last season at the All-Star game, we were doing an interview on a set, and he looked at me and said, do me a favor in my last half season. Don't praise me for running hard to first base. He said, I mean, that's what you do. And, you know, what's so hard about running hard four times a game? I mean, I actually felt at the time that he was like offended, but, Martin Maldonado was talking about just how incredible it was when he played with the Angels to play with Mike Trout. And he told a story about how when Trout was a rookie, he hit a two-out routine little soft fly ball to center field, easy out. And he went down the line in about six seconds, just sort of jogged down. And Dino Abel, who's the Angels bench coach, yelled at him and said, you know what? People here are paying to see you play, not to see a fly ball. And Trout said to him, okay, because Dino keeps the times on everybody. If I ever go to first base in slower than 4-2, which is really fast for a right-hand hitter, I'll pay you $1,000. Well, he's never had to pay any money to him because he's never gone slower than 4-2 in all the rest of his career. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing that way. It's just a very weird thing. And if you're going to invest $30 million in Manny Machado and his great ability, and he is a tremendous defensive third baseman, if you're going to spend that money, you don't want to end up in Manny Ramirez situations where you love the guy. The guy's a talent, but there are times when he doesn't hustle, and it just sets the team off. To me, the highest priced players have got to be the guys who lead the team in terms of attitude and just the leadership that you bring to young players. And Manny say, well, it's not my game. Well, I don't know. I just think it's it will be a curious sell wherever he goes. And he'll get his $30 million and move on from there. But I did not think it was a great thing. That whole thing at first base was just so bizarre to me. I understand. I mean, they're giant first baseman. His feet are like 19, size 19, and they cover up the whole bag. But and it makes it hard to step on the bag sometimes. But the Aguilar's, you know, he is what he is, great guy. But, you know, stepping on him, I don't know. I didn't get that either. I thought it was very bizarre. And there were several instances with the Dodgers in the regular season as well when they did not see the George Brett, as soon as I hit a ball, I think double, move out of the box by Machado. And there were some people that were just a little disappointed in it because it certainly is his opportunity to make the huge money.
This segment of the Mully and Haw Show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And Peter, Alan Nero was on the station earlier in the week after talking to Paul Sullivan from the Tribune for a newspaper story where he discussed the idea of Joe getting a contract extension. He said on the interview here that there was plenty of time for a contract extension, that he thought that they would have some meetings about it. He kind of started a clock on Joe Maddon getting a contract extension. And Theo didn't sound like it mattered when he did his little postseason review. Does it matter? Can a guy at Joe's age and in his situation be a so-called, I don't know, what would you call it, a guy with no time left on his deal? Does it matter? Does Joe need an extension in order to become a lame duck coach?
I don't think it's going to be a matter of life or death. I mean, there are I mean, the whole Dodgers staff basically manages, front office and manager. That company doesn't happen to believe in extensions. They like people, they'll let Andrew Friedman and Farhan and Dave Roberts and so forth go right to the end of their contract. So it's not that unusual practice. And I think one of the things that hurts Joe, and I think it's unfair, but it's the fact is that management in baseball now is just simply managers are not getting paid the way Joe and people like Joe Torre did before him and so forth. So it's the big, huge contracts I'm not sure are going to be there. It's the running of a baseball team has become such a collaborative between top of the chain of Theo and Jed, and right on through all the analytics and scouting and prep analytics and preparation departments. It's viewed as a collaboration. I don't think we're seeing managers get huge money, and I think as we see managers hired this off season. I think you're going to see, again, a lot of new faces and guys who are willing to take $1 million and start. And they, they can go and they can look and they can see the Red Sox with a manager making less than $1 million who completely changed the temperature of a franchise and now has them in the World Series.
Peter, thank you. We'll let you go quickly on the way out. Was it an out or should it have been a home run?
I agree with AJ. No one's ever going to really know. And it did, contrary to the people of Houston, I know it's a football town, but that didn't decide the game.
Yeah.
Anywhere near as much as the totally incompetent umpiring in game one changed a game. So, Joe West is Joe West. I think the fact that he made a definitive call, and I agree with Hinch on this, I think the fact that he made a definitive call to the best he could see it probably was good because it cut the time wasted by about 8 minutes. But at the same time, I don't think we're ever going to know. And I think the one thing, though, and as someone who spent years watching bookie bets prepare every day, as much defensively almost as he does offensively, his ability to get to the wall early, know exactly where he is, and then jump like he's a 6'4" wing forward with the Lakers, it was incredible. It was a great play. And the play he made last night, I think the ball would have hit the top of the fence and gone out. And he did it again and shut off the Houston rally off Alex Bregman.
Peter, thank you. Have a great
weekend.
Thanks,
Peter.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.